Caitlin Abrams has an unusual hobby. She cleans gravestones. The 35-year-old Vermont resident spends her mornings at cemeteries where she carefully, expertly removes centuries of moss and dirt from 18th and 19th century headstones. And she's gained nearly 1.5 million followers on TikTok for the videos she makes of herself doing this work. Vermont Public Radio's Anna Van Dyne met Caitlin at the cemetery where she cleaned her first stone.
It's 9:30 in the morning on what's going to be one of the hottest days of the summer. But it's still cool at Maple Hill Cemetery in the town of Dorset, Vermont. This is the time of day when Caitlin Abrams likes to come here. She wears rubber boots in the dewy grass that soon a man will start to mow. She walks over to a marble stone. It marks the final resting place of a boy named Joseph Porter Baldwin,
who died April 26, 1811, in the sixth year of his age. His death was occasioned by accidentally falling under the pitman of a sawmill, which instantly terminated his existence.
Caitlin cleaned this grave recently. That's what she does here.
And then the epitaph is, "All you that walk around my tomb may see whereto all nature comes. Though you are young, yet you may die and sleep in death as well as I."
Caitlin started cleaning graves more than a year ago. She has two kids and a day job doing IT training, but she finds time to visit one of the four old cemeteries in southern Vermont and upstate New York where she has permission to clean historic stones. And she lets herself be pulled into another world.
I do say a lot that the stone picks me in some cases. There are some that just catch my eye immediately. And it's kind of like I can't shake it sort of thing. It's like that one. Like it's just an immediate that one.
Caitlin likes to reveal the words chosen by the deceased's relatives and the symbols carved at the top of the stone, like a willow tree or a rose bush with a broken bud. She likes to see the names, William, Adelaide, Ida Grace. She sprays the stone with water and a special cleaning solution. She kneels in black leggings and a gray t-shirt, reaching for her tools with a tattooed arm. She scrubs with soft brushes, gently clearing moss and lichen away from words that haven't been read in generations.
The actual physical work of it is very meditative. It's sort of in the spaces in between, I kind of start piecing the person together in my head.
It's in those spaces in between, as she waits for the cleaning solution to do its work, that she might look the person up online, see what records she can find to put their story together.
I guess it's kind of bringing the past to life for myself, like to be able to kind of see it in whatever way I can to kind of build a story around it.
She's interested in the stories of everyday people, of women especially, whose lives went intentionally unremembered, and of children, whose stones she can find easily because they're usually small. Caitlin had cancer when she was 4, and her best friend died of leukemia when she was 9.
When he died, it was very much like, and he's gone. And I didn't really know what that meant, especially because I'd had cancer and I was still here. And why had he suffered so much more than I did? And I was only 9, so I couldn't really understand what that meant to me, and really how to deal with it.
For Caitlin, to clean a grave, to make it bright and legible again, is to reach across the gap between the known and the unknown, the then and the now, the dead and the living.
I just want to talk to them. I just want to sit and ask them. And I want to know these weird things that they said to each other and these weird, like, idioms that we have no idea exist because they didn't write all this down, you know, because you can give me census records, you can give me dates, you can give me birth and death and all that, but that doesn't tell me anything, really. I want to find out what all that extra stuff is.
Some of the first stones she cleaned are 3 small ones, standing in a row, belonging to Stella, Oliver, and Jesse Harwood. They died in the 1860s at the ages of 3, 5, and 3.
And then you can kind of start piecing. We have their mother and their father here. Their father died just a year after these two, 1866. So she went through the death of 3 children and her husband, all within a pretty short span. And she lived to the age of 78, dying in 1901. So she lived another 40-some-odd years.
Her epitaph reads, "Love suffereth long and is kind." Sometimes, says Caitlin, these stories feel like a punch in the chest. not a blow, but a pain. Because even if you've never experienced that, you know what it feels like. You know it.
I don't believe in an afterlife, and I don't believe they're here any more than they're anywhere else. But I think that there's still something in the shared human experience that we can tap into. And perhaps that is a bit stronger in a place like this.
And perhaps a bit stronger for a person like Caitlin Abrams, who cleans their graves and learns their stories in the rising sun and the dewy grass of an old cemetery, where her only living companion is an old man mowing the grass. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Van Dyne in Dorset, Vermont.